They have returned from our past with one thing on their minds. They have come back from our beginning to the only true home a superstar could ever want. Through the eyes of an old-fashioned steel cage, these men will embark on a path of rage and destruction like never before seen, in the hopes of attaining a dream that only few have had the privilege to achieve. Hearts will be broken, bones will be shattered, and blood will be spilled. And when it's all over, one man will stand atop WWE as the most dominant figure in sports entertainment history. Get this, WWE, this is on March 27, 2005. The WWE will come to you live from Kissimmee, Florida, with a card so hardcore and so extreme, it will have the fans begging for more. Barbed wire, ladders, and a special octagon deathmatch will all be a part of our fantastic card. Our main event will feature WWE's original First Blood Steel Cage match, and it's going to be presented Battle Royal style, jamming 14 of the world's most exciting wrestlers into a 15-foot-high rusted steel cage. Mr. Minty will demand our current e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion defend his title against the WWE's entire roster. That's right, folks, before the grinder can begin, Michaelson Guys Kavanaugh will defend his e-wrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship against a man who has waited patiently, and this man's name is Tommy Rockwell. And that's not all, folks. Other superstars on the card include Rick Righteous, Chris Ross, Lee Real, Magnum Randall, Lassa Thumbo, Derek Park, Eddie Allen, his brother Roy God, and the return of yet another BACW superstar. It's all happening on March 27, 2005, and we're calling this one Grinder's Heaven Falling to Pieces. One man, one belt, one dream, because in the end, one man will put it all on the line, taking nothing back in return. Don't you miss the WWE's Grinder's Heaven Falling to Pieces, because when this one's over, you'll finally understand why we coined the phrases Enjoy the Brutality and Simply the Best. Cards subject to change.
Wow, can you believe it? Tommy Rockwell is finally going to get a shot at Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh at our March I pay-per-view entitled Grinder 7 Falling to Pieces. I'll tell you something, folks. If Rockwell fails to retain his BACW championship belt tonight in his match with Rick Righteous, Magnum Randall, the WWA American Heavyweight Champion, is going to have a whole hell of a lot of complaining to do when it comes to deciding who is the real number one contender here in WEWA. Well, the lights are dimming, and this means we're set for our first of two championship bouts. Let's go to the ring for our announcements.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
As One Step Closer to the Edge by Linkin Park begins to play, you can see the smoke fill the entranceway, and there are shadows and silhouettes of the Messiah appearing all over the entranceway, absorbing the blues while the arena remains dark. Suddenly, all the entranceway is completely lit up with bright lights, and here comes Rick Righteous stepping out from behind the curtain, wearing his trademark sequin black robe.
Entering first is the challenger. He comes to us from San Francisco, California, and weighed in tonight at 278 pounds. He's 65 inches tall, and he goes by the name of the Messiah. He is Rick Righteous.
Technics go off, up and down the ramp, and it would seem as if a million sparks drop from the confidence. And finally, walking up the steel stairs, sexy Sasha opens the ropes so that the Messiah may enter the ring. What chivalry, Rick! Gotta hand it to you! You're quite the man! Let me say something to everyone here in WWA about Rick Wright just before we introduce the champion, because it's no secret that I personally hate the man with a passion. Even though we all wish Rick Righteous would either leave WWA, retire, or simply drop dead, making things easy on everybody, you have to respect the fact that with everybody hating him so much, Rick does find the time to continue on his quest towards regaining the World Heavyweight Championship. You know, I might have to live through it. I might have to learn from it. But this announcer certainly does not have to love it. Speaking of loving this business, here comes our current VAVW Heavyweight Champion.
And his opponent, about to enter the arena, he comes to us from Austin, Texas, and proclaims communism is his way of life. Bulked up and weighed in at 254 pounds, he is the current two-time BACW Heavyweight Champion! Let's give a warm welcome for Tommy Rockwell!
As the sound of the concord race around the arena and the smoke fills the entranceway, the music continues to play and out steps Tommy Rockwell, wearing his patented gold trunks and black boots, caressing his red goatee with his voice. Rockwell waits for the party outside before jogging down the ringside. Down the aisle, clapping hands, many fans and climbing the steel stage. Tommy Rockwell enters the ring, pummel rope style, over the horse and opening up his black leather jacket, exposing his official Tommyism t-shirt. There's the BACW Championship belt. As the referee concludes his quick search for foreign objects on Rick Righteous and now Tommy Rockwell, he's turning to the timekeeper and he's calling for the bell. It's Rockwell versus Righteous. And here we go! Circling with caution, both men take their time feeling each other out, not wanting to commit to a move, and they're diving in now with the hard collar tie in the center of the ring. Righteous immediately takes the lead with an old school arm wringer. Again, driving forward, the challenger knocks the champion flat on his ass with a killer clothesline. Look at Rick Righteous flexing his muscle, and man, did that look painful for poor Tommy Rockwell. Not wanting to go for the cover, Rick moves Rockwell into the ropes and then into the opposite nylon with a hard Irish whip. Rockwell bounces off the ropes and scooping off into the air. With a picture-perfect power slam, hooking the leg for the one, two. Rockwell kicks out and Righteous continues to go to work. Rick Righteous is not fooling around here. He's cranking Tommy Rockwell up and pulling off over his shoulder, luring the champion onto his side. Righteously practically breaks Tommy Rockwell in half with a vicious backbreaker. Not letting go, Rick lifts him up and he does it again. Lifting him up again. Tossing Rockwell off his thigh with an arrogant shove. Rick makes a sloppy 1, 2, 3 cover, but Rockwell kicks out before the referee can reach the 3 count. Forcing Tommy from the canvas, Rick props up the champion in the corner and firing hard with reckless abandon. Hard knife edge chops riddle Rockwell's pectoral area. Again! Tommy shakes his head no and reversing his position. It's Rockwell who's now firing back. The champion's returning fire. Chop! Again! Spinning roundhouse kills Rick Righteous right across the jaw and falling face first into the canvas in Ric Flair-like fashion. Rockwell connects with a rolling knee to the back of the lower lumbar area of the challenger, falling backwards into the ropes and still feeling the pain from Righteous's earlier attack. Rockwell uses the second turnbuckle, calling for a leg drop into the air and down across the head. Righteous rolls out of the way and Tommy Rockwell is in trouble once again. Righteous isn't fooling around and throwing Rockwell through the ropes and down onto the hard concrete floor. Rick Righteous crying out for the man to shut the hell up. Rick has Tommy Rockwell by the hair and oh my god, no. They're both on the outside and into the steel stairs with an Irish whip goes Tommy Rockwell, and that looks like it's smarted. What are you doing, Rick? Don't do that, no! Rick is heading over to the Spanish announcer's table. Rick is pulling out the monitors one by one to the protests of Julio and Miguel, throwing Julio on his fat ass and tossing his chair to the side. Rick just jams Rockwell's head between his thighs. Up and into power position! Down on the Spanish announcer's goes Tommy Rockwell, who appears to be knocked out cold, and the referee is screaming for Rick Righteous to get back into the ring, pulling Tommy Rockwell from the wreckage of upheavals and chaos. The challenger pulls the champion back into the ring, and listen to these fans. Get behind Rick Righteous. I don't believe it. I thought they just hated this guy seconds ago. Righteous isn't taking any risks, and he's hooking the leg, and this one has to be over. One, two, three. That's it. Ring the bell. This one is over. No, 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 folks. Tommy Rockwell will not be denied. The champion is kicked out, and I don't believe it. This match is going to continue, folks. Rick Righteous is furious and raining down on Tommy Rockwell with punches and bunches. The champion is getting his ass kicked right now. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Tommy Rockwell, and here comes Rick Righteous charging it hard with a high knee. Rockwell counters with a leg whip, and Righteous immediately grips his kneecap in pain. Oh my God, this just happened to Stonewall, and I think Rick Righteous is seriously hurt, and now the referee is asking him if he wants to continue. Tommy Rockwell has stopped wrestling, and I'm confused. I don't know what's going on here. What's going on in the ring? The referee's asking. I think he's asking for Michael Stuffer to come into the ring. I don't think Righteous can continue. Was that a messed up move? Oh my God, wait a minute, folks. Rick Righteous is screaming at the referee, and he is demanding that the referee continue the match. The man in stripes is asking Rockwell if he would like to continue, considering Rick Righteous has already been counted out or disqualified. I'm not really sure why they even decided to stop this match. This is WWA. If Righteous is saying continue the match, by God, continue it. Rockwell answers with a super kick to the challenger's face, and my God, Rick Righteous is hurt bad. Tommy Rockwell is not taking any chances and pulling the dazed challenger off of the canvas. He throws him into the ropes, limping with an Irish whip, and here comes Righteous on the rebound. Look out, Rick Rockwell just connected off the rebound with a beautiful hot shot, and you know what that means. Up to the top ropes and completely exhausted. Rockwell is reaching down deep, and he's calling for the blast-off finisher. If he hits this on Righteous, that's going to be all she wrote. Off the turnbuckle and into the air. Here comes the champion. Blast off elbow smash connects, and this one has to be over. One, two, Righteous isn't going to kick out. Three, what happened to the light?
Oh, deliverance.
Oh, my God, what was that? I don't believe it, folks. The lights have come back on, and Rick Righteous has staggered to his feet on the canvas with the BACW Championship belt in his grasp. Rockwell is clenching his chest in pain, and the referee has been knocked out. Well, who could have done this? Oh, no. Look up at the entranceway. Rick Righteous is staring directly at Magnum Randall, who has his hands raised high. Randall has attacked Tommy Rockwell, and Righteous is in a position to win the BACW Championship belt. No, hold the phone. Rockwell is up, and Righteous doesn't see him. Tommy swings the BACW Championship belt at Rick's head, but Righteous ducks, hooks to the stomach, twisting and spin. Down goes Tommy Rockwell in the hands of the right move stunner. The referee is coming to. No, this can't be happening. One, two, three, this one is over, and Rick Righteous, I don't believe it, folks, he's become the brand new BACW Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the bout by pinfall, and new BACW Heavyweight Champion, Rick Righteous!
Cold and sleeping with the fishes is Tommy Rockwell, no thanks to the hijinks and shenanigans of Magnum Randall. And when Tommy Rockwell awakens to find out exactly what happened and how he lost his BACW Championship belt tonight, Magnum Randall better have eyes in the back of his head, because Rockwell is going to be anxious to return the I don't believe it, folks. One day these two men will meet in the ring once again to see who really is the better man. But for now, we're just gonna have to live with the fact that Rick Righteous has once again won gold in WWA. If the wrestlers in WWA thought Rick Righteous was difficult to deal with before, I just have to say this before we go to the next match. Can you imagine what Rick Righteous is going to be like now that he holds the PACW Heavyweight Championship belt? Let's take a break while the medical team heads to Tommy Rock.